Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to tell you all about some complete creative changes for major WWE Raw stars.
Could AEW Dynamite move nights?
Charlotte Flair's WWE Raw suspension has already been lifted.
And an updated WrestleMania Backlash card after major developments on Monday Night Raw. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
All right, creative changes. Shock of all shocks, WWE creative, or yeah, let's be honest, probably Vince McMahon, have taken a bunch of stuff, ripped it up, and sellotaped it back together in a completely different form. Now, this is kind of a continuation of a bunch of different recent reports, but with some new details as well. Report from Fightful Select. So here we go. Let's dive into this. Drew McIntyre, Braun Strowman, and Randy Orton, and Sheamus, and Riddle have all been affected by these creative changes. So per the Fightful report here, McIntyre and Strowman's recent issues with Mace and T-Bar, which continued on Raw again this week, weren't planned until after WWE had scrapped the program between Strowman and Orton, having pulled a scheduled match for between those two guys on last week's Raw, which we covered here on the news. As a result of this, Orton now finds himself working with Riddle instead. They wrestled each other last week. Last night they teamed up. Looks like they're doing an odd couple thing for now.
Original.
Never done that before. They do have pretty good banter for at least. Yeah. With Fightful stating that Randy Orton was in favour of these creative changes. He wanted to do it, he wanted to work with Riddle, so the plans were altered. As far as Riddle goes, well, he's part of this spider's web as well. Original plans called for him actually beating Sheamus to retain the United States Championship at WrestleMania 37. Instead, Sheamus won the belt. They were going to continue that feud after the pay-per-view if Riddle won, presumably, maybe pulling the title change later on. That's just my kind of speculation on it. But they didn't go with that. Now, Sheamus and Humberto Carrillo seem to be feuding for that belt. So good to see Humberto back on TV. Yeah. Missed that guy. And now, of course, Strowman and McIntyre are part of a triple threat program for the WWE Championship at WrestleMania Backlash. So it's a whole crazy web of interlocking people, and one domino fell and then the others all went plop plop plippity plop in a row as well, resulting in some pretty big shifts, some pretty big switch-ups for the Raw stars heading into WrestleMania Backlash. Meanwhile, on SmackDown, every feud that happened at WrestleMania is just keeping on going. So, always interesting to hear about these changes and everything else. We've seen them play out on the past couple of episodes of Raw. Raw's not a great TV show at the moment, however, so maybe they should have made a few more changes as well.
Yeah, I can't decide. I mean, yeah, as you say, Raw was absolutely atrocious last night, but I can't decide whether, you know, these creative changes are a good thing because, you know, they've clearly stuck with what they had planned with Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, and it's almost unwatchable. Oh, she slipped over on some water. Oh, here comes Damian Priest, and he's got some rotten tomatoes. Or yeah. They just change things up completely and go, do you want to see more Braun Strowman, Drew McIntyre? Can they get along? They can't get along. Title bollocks. Oh my God, I hate this show. It's so bad. And Lily's apparently Beetlejuice or something now. I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, I'll be polite about Raw. It's not for me. That I'll leave it at that before we annoy people.
It's me and Sidgwick reviewing Raw today on the podcast. And we can have some fun today. What culture
get the shovels.
Get your podcast from. But let's move over. Let's use a Michael Cole phrase. Switching gears. We're going to move over to AEW Dynamite. And apparently, the winner of the Wednesday Night War is not AEW, it's not NXT, it's hockey, apparently, because a big report coming out overnight announcing that Turner Media has scored a 7-year deal worth a reported $225 million per season to broadcast the NHL. This is according to Sean Shapiro and Richard Deitch of The Athletic. This is going to be really interesting because obviously Wednesday nights is kind of the big night for hockey. Even more more interesting. So Turner are paying way more for the NHL than they are for AEW. £43.75 million a year for the 4-year deal. Working in AEW's favour is the fact that there's better demos associated with wrestling as compared to hockey. But advertisers prefer hockey to wrestling. NXT's moved to Tuesdays. Who bloody knows where AEW Dynamite is going to end up? Just when I thought we had this all sorted out, Andy, it's blown up in my face.
Yeah, this is mental. This is a crazy story, right? Turner coming in, taking the NHL rights, the original deal that NBC were negotiating for involved Wednesday night games. So we could have a situation on our hands here. Just when you thought the Wednesday night war was over, here comes a big spanner in the works. But hey, listen, all I care about is what channel I need to tune in every Wednesday night to see my beloved Wang Rocksky, I think that's his name, of the Canadian Maple Syrups playing in the natural hockey thing. That's what I'm most looking forward to. But no, facetiousness aside, this is going to be a developing story. There's a lot of different questions we need to answer, like, you know, ad rates or advertisers view hockey better, but Dynamite's demos are better, and lots of things to cover before we can really dive into this. So we will bring you the new details on... I've made a butchers of this. we will bring you new details on this situation as they emerge. Yeah, it's wild. Speaking of wild, hey, remember Charlotte Flair's suspension? Remember that?
Oh my
God.
She
got it last week, indefinite suspension. Hey, it's over already. All right, what the hell was the point of that whole deal? So it was announced on last night's Raw. This is storyline suspension, of course. But it was announced on last night's Raw. Sonya Deville coming out with Charlotte Flair saying, hey, listen, this is a harsh punishment and I'm going to lift it effectively. For that, we had Charlotte apologising to referee Eddie Orengo, who she destroyed last week. And then Charlotte made the referee apologise back to her because she's a heel and that's what heels do. Deville lifting the suspension, going backstage. Adam Pearce is like, hey, you've gone over my head, Sonya. That's bad. Don't do that. And so it's clear that Sonya's up to something. She's up to no good behind Pierce's back. So maybe that'll lead to something cool, hopefully. Fingers crossed. But yep, Chaz Flair back on the scene. Probably going to be involved in some kind of women's title program for WrestleMania Backlash, let's be honest. Here we are. What was the point of this suspension if you're going to undo it next week?
I don't know. Like, the only good thing to come out of this is scheming Sonya Deville. Everything else is dreadful. Charlotte beat Mandy Rose later. And there's just... And Rhea Ripley and Shayna Baszler, who had one of the best feuds in years in NXT, they're just mates because they're baddies now on Raw. This goddamn show is cursed. Should we conclude by another story that came out? I'm sorry, I just hated Raw last night.
Get this crap out of the way.
It's a triple threat match, as Andy alluded to earlier, for the WWE Championship. The main event of the show saw Braun Strowman beat Drew McIntyre and effectively, qualify for the WWE Championship match, which is now going to be Bobby Lashley, WWE Champion, versus Drew McIntyre versus Braun Strowman. Whole load of shenanigans, MVP getting involved, Bobby Lashley standing on a table and shouting at people, T-Bar and Mace effectively being the reason that Drew lost. He was about to hit Braun with a claymore. They came in, distracted him. He got hit with a running power slam. Adnan Virk, as he'd been doing all night, went, oh! He's shouting a lot. Just calm.
He loves the shout.
Down, Adnan, all right? And, we're going to need a bigger boat line. You need to maybe put a foot through the screen earlier. That joins what is going to be quite clearly one of the best matches on the night. I was going to say Sasha Banks. Nope. Bianca Belair versus Bayley for the SmackDown Women's Championship. 1 out of 2 ain't bad in terms of good matches for WrestleMania Backlash, Andy.
Yeah. The way this came together was basically trope. But, you know, here we are. I will say one thing about Adnan Virk, right? He's not done a great job as Raw commentator. Let's be honest. Like, the
Tom
bigger
Phillips
boat line.
He's doing a fine job as well. I'd just like to point that out.
nothing wrong with what Tom Phillips was doing at all, like with regards to like the standards of WWE commentary. He fit in really well. Burke hasn't had the easiest of adjustments, but I think like I went online this morning and everyone was like, he's terrible, he's awful, he needs to go and all this stuff. And it's like, that guy does a really hard job.
Yeah.
Commentating WWE, by all accounts, is a fool's errand. You are catering to the whims of the most erratic man in the history of history. It's a tough job. Yes, I think the criticisms are valid. I don't think he's been great. I don't even think he's been good on commentary. But we've got to acknowledge as well, like the online dog pile is a bit much. Let's calm down. It's a tough job. And Adnan's got to do it, I guess.
Let's berate the man who's clearly in Adnan's ear all the time and making and this show is purely designed for just why it's so goddamn bad, and that's Vince McMahon. Like, it's not all Adnan's fault, let's be honest. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At What Culture WWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. Marcus Ham starts us off. Marcus writes, one of the main purposes of heels is to piss the heck out of you. Have you guys ever had heels that literally pissed you off so much that were the current that were either current or past superstars?
Yeah, when I was 9 years old, so, you know, ancient history. The 1997 Royal Rumble, the most I have ever been pissed off at a heel in pro wrestling was Steve Austin in that match. That little rascal cheating my boy Bret. I was a big Bret Hart guy when I was young, but cheating him out of the Royal Rumble win because the officials were too preoccupied by dudes brawling to see that Austin had been eliminated. Scumbag move, Steve. I was so annoyed when I got that VHS tape as a 9-year-old, stuck it in the tape player, watched the whole Rumble. I thought Bret Hart had win. I was loving it. I was jubilant. I was everything else. And then that rascal Steve Austin comes in and steals the day. I was so annoyed. And I don't know. I probably cried or something. Who knows?
Yeah. Damn you, Steve. I'm just going to say a really straightforward one that my mind immediately turned to. All of the Reign of Terror. All of it.
Yes.
I hated Triple H. Yeah, maybe still hold some resentment towards him because of it even today. Second question today comes from Jake, who says, do you think they may be using this Roman versus Bryan storyline in order to move Daniel Bryan to Raw and somehow make it a bit more bearable and regain some viewers?
I do feel like Daniel Bryan is on his way to Raw as a result of this. They've got the if you lose, you have to bugger off stipulation this coming week. I think that's definitely where this is headed. Unless they just make Bryan Universal Champion out of nowhere. I'm not going to complain about a Daniel Bryan reign on top, as good as Roman Reigns has been, obviously. I do think they're doing that. Daniel Bryan's a good guy to put on Raw because he makes everything better. He just does. He's tremendous in every single role they've asked him to play. You have a 3-hour show. You need to fill that 3-hour show with quality content. Who better to do that than Daniel Bryan? Can he do it alone? Absolutely not. But it would be a good start.
Yes, exactly. They need something on Monday Night Raw. Right now, you know, SmackDown's good. Great, even. But it's good not show. The blowaway thing people get excited about. The fact is that they've got what the equivalent of Raw is the equivalent of the ugly girl. They get to stand next to Meg in Family Guy. So they go, hey, Meg, do you get less ugly? That's SmackDown. In terms of like, hey, SmackDown's great because it's not Raw. But I think Daniel Bryan could actually be the Monday Night Messiah. He could save Monday Night Raw because, good God, it needs saving right now. Mysterion Jr. gives us our final question of the day. Does Kenny Omega, Andy Murray, now have to lose the AEW Championship first before being beat outside the company? Also, I'd love to see Sami Callihan make the crossover and wrestle in an AEW ring. Have a great day. You too, Mysterion Jr.
The crossover I would like to see is Sami Callihan back on our YouTube channel fighting Simon Miller for the right to party or something. Bring that on. Why not? I've lost my train of thought here. But yeah, it's a really interesting booking situation now because traditionally, if you're holding a top title in one company, the person who runs that company isn't going to be too happy if you go elsewhere and you just lose. So there are some interesting booking bridges to be crossed. I do think that you are on the right path with the way you're thinking about this. I think that, especially in Impact, there aren't a lot of obvious people to rise up and take that belt off Kenny Omega, credibly beat him one-on-one at the moment. They're going to have to take the time to build someone up, like a Moose or an Eddie Edwards or a Sami Callihan or someone. But that's going to take a bit of time. For now, it's an easier sell to take the AEW title off him. But again, I'd rather see him hold it for a bit longer. So I don't think we're going to see either title change for quite a long time. But yeah, they have got an interesting problem to solve here.
Yeah, me and Sid did a whole podcast about Kenny Omega becoming Impact Champion yesterday and all the fallout from Rebellion. Check that out, What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. And he said, if I remember rightly, he could probably get away with losing the AAA Championship because it's kind of, you know, not necessarily on a lot of wrestling fans' radar. But yeah. I think you have to have him lose that AEW title before he loses the Impact one. Otherwise, it just completely cuts the legs out of everything that's going on. And I completely agree with you, Andy. Moose, Eddie Edwards, Samoa Joe, possibly, coming into Impact Wrestling.
It's and not a bad Impact.
Show. Who knows? But yeah, go and check out that podcast for more thoughts on that as we move on to today's. And finally, and the revelation, Andy Murray, overnight, that Hikaru Shida eats the red coverings on Baby Bell, or used to at least, until she realised, yeah, you're not meant to eat that. I did some research. I think, Hikaru, you're going to be all right. It's like wax, but it's okay. They're used to people eating that. Probably even used to eating the plastic that goes around the red that goes around the cheese. But yeah, love a Baby Bell, Andy Murray.
Love a Baby Bell. I feel sorry for Hikaru Shida here because that wax is not pleasant feeling, is it? It's not pleasant. So I can't imagine that was a pleasant sensation going through her digestive system. So glad she's figured out. Baby Bell's delicious. Just, you know, get rid of the wax.
Go the on. Only thing worse than eating that wax is doing what I did as a kid and leaving it on your mum's radiator.
Oh, no.
Oh, dearie me. Right,
poor mama.
Your thoughts on that and all of today's new stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. And I said it, myself and Michael Sidgwick, eviscerating Monday Night Raw. And maybe, if you want to go and listen to it, talking about Scott Steiner's promo on Ric Flair all those years ago, a little bit later on today. Plus, let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions at What Culture WWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H today stands for Happy Birthday, Person I've Forgotten. How could I forget? Vladimir Kozlov. There we go.
Hey! Good God, you've seen what he looks like now. Happy birthday.
Yeah, Max Payne free. I love it.
Ooh! Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilbur. Follow us all at What Culture WWE, as I said. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.